And good evening, everyone. Welcome to another exciting Saturday Night Wine Stream and another exciting episode of Drink with Rick. I'm Rick, and tonight we are going to try a Pinot Noir. And the reason we are doing that is because, well, it's a very inexpensive one. I wanted to try some. I'm trying to watch my budget this month, and I'm wanted to try something that was a little less expensive. I think we're all trying to watch our budgets now. So in keeping with that, I'm going to try this one tonight and see if it's every bit as good as it's supposed to be. I don't know how good it's supposed to be. I saw some decent ratings on it before the show. I didn't really delve very far into the reviews and the questions, but we'll try it for ourselves and see how it fares. Also, we are going to try a mead. Now, last week, I did mention, yes, we could try a mead tonight, and we're going to do that. And there's a reason for that. One reason, well, a couple of reasons. One is because, well, I missed National Mead Day last week, so I thought, well, I need to make up for it this week. Second reason is because there is another national day coming up that's sort of related to that. So we're going to toast it and, tonight. I don't know if we'll toast it with me, but, you know, we're going to toast it nonetheless. Anyway, I've got an interesting show packed up for you here tonight. This is going to be a short show tonight, folks, because we have an after show. We have a very special event during this after show, and I'll tell you all about it in just a few moments. But first, I want to welcome you to the show. This is Drink with Rick. It's a stream of consciousness kind of show, and I do have my show notes as I always do, and I'm going to refer to them again in a few moments as we go through tonight's itinerary. But this is it's not always followed verbatim. I rely on the chats to direct the show quite a bit. That's you. You get in the chat with me and help direct the show and the content and where this goes. Because, see, this show is not about me. I'm here to entertain you. I'm here to get things going. And, it's not about me. It's somewhat about the wine and tonight the mead. The wine is just part of the show. But this wine... This show is really, I know, I haven't had any yet. That will change shortly. This show is really about you and me getting together on a Saturday night with our favorite snacks, our favorite libations, whatever they are, and just kicking back and having a good time just together. Now, it can be, whatever you want to drink, as long as you're legal to drink it. This is called Drink with Rick, so you can drink water if you want. That's fine. Doesn't matter to me, as long as we're drinking together and we're having a good time together, just having some fun. Now, you can get into the chats and interact with me directly into the chats here, and I'm going to show you the chats here in just a moment. As a matter of fact, let me show you right now where you can get in on all the action. Where's our Facebook page? There it is. You can watch live right now, tonight. Saturday night, you can watch live on our Facebook page. It's facebook.com/drinkwithrick. YouTube channel is youtube.com/@drinkwithrick. Twitch is twitch.tv/drinkwithrick1, drink with Rick and the number one. And on Odyssey is odyssey.com/@drinkwithrick:7. Now, as you would expect, and as I've said many times before, if you can't watch live now or watch live later, or, well, watch later, I should say. Yeah, I haven't had any to drink tonight yet. You can always listen to the podcast later on. The podcast goes out Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern time, 10 p.m. Eastern on Monday nights, and you can listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, TuneIn, Stitcher Radio, Blueberry.com, iHeartRadio. I did say Stitcher, but Stitcher's going away here very shortly. I think within the next week or so. So I'm not going to be able to listen to it on Stitcher much longer. So Might want to go to iHeartRadio or some of these other places, Amazon Music, podcastindex.org. That is the Podfather site, Adam Curry's site. Or by email, just to make sure you get it. And you get it in a timely manner. And you can't get on Stitcher anymore. You can subscribe by email. Go to drinkwithrick.com, click on the subscribe page, click on the by email button, put your email address in the box, and you will get the latest episode of Drink with Rick, the podcast, as soon as it drops, and no salesman would call. It's just for the podcast. And of course, you can follow on any of these venues. You can get in a live chat on any of these venues and talk to me live. I'd love to chat with you. The Facebook page, once again, you can follow on the Facebook page and the YouTube channel. You can subscribe to the YouTube channel if you'd like at Drink with Rick. And Twitch, you can follow me on Twitch and on Odyssey. You can follow me on Twitter, too, at Drink with Rick. Odyssey is, you can follow and subscribe and all that sort of thing there. There's no obligation to do that, but if you can, great. It'd be great because it helps support the show. Also, you can buy me a coffee. I think you probably saw it there on the previous screen. Go in there to drinkwithrick.com. You can buy me coffee or two or three. It helps keep the show going. It doesn't really pay the bills, to be honest. But it does go towards some of the prizes that we give away on the show and we do the giveaways. So, that really helps. Every little bit helps. There's no obligation to do that, but if you like the show and you want to donate, it's much, much appreciated. As a matter of fact, we had someone donate some coffees last week, and I didn't get a name on it because it was anonymous, but it was an anonymous donation, but someone donated there, and I want to say thank you to whomever it was. It's much, much appreciated. Thank you very, very much. Well, let me tell you about the itinerary we have. Let me check the chats first, as a matter of fact. And the chat's kind of quiet so far. It usually is starting off. My lovely wife, Chi, is in the chat on YouTube, and she says hi, and hi right back at you. It's great to have you here. Oh, I've got to show you what she made for tonight, the food presentation for tonight. I think you'll enjoy that. And it is related to a national day as well. Let's see. It's quiet everywhere else. Okay, good. Get in the chat and say hi. It's fine. But look, here's the itinerary tonight. I'm going to introduce the wine. We're going to be opening up this Cotillion wine. It's a Pinot Noir tonight. We're going to taste it. We're going to pair it with some foods. We're going to give it a fair and an honest review. And I paid for it too, so it wasn't like anybody provided me with the bottle. I paid for the wine myself. So I will give it a fair and an honest review. We're going to pair it with some food. We're going to toast the national days, as we always do. And we're going to open that mead. We're going to have a little mead tasting. Okay. Now, as I said before, this is going to be kind of a short show tonight because the after show is going to be a little bit longer, a little bit lengthy. It's going to be about an hour long. The reason for the after show tonight is because tonight, and I've probably mentioned this a few times before on the show, that you've seen some of my films in the past, but I mentioned before that I did a feature film on Super 8 some years ago, and I had been in the process of getting it transferred and restored, that sort of thing. Well, I am excited to tell you that this weekend I finished pretty much a basic restoration of it. It's not perfect, but it's a basic restoration of the film. And I have it to show tonight in the after show. I'm going to show it tonight in the after show. It's about 50 minutes long, 50 minutes and 40 seconds long to be exact. And this is a comedy called Space Apes from Ice Planet Alpha. And there's an interesting backstory behind it, but I think you'll enjoy it. I think you'll like it. I hope you will. And I hope you'll join me for the after show so we can watch the film together. And then, yeah, if you have something to drink along with it, it's great for it's a good drink along film. It is. It's a good drink along film, I think. We'll see. We'll see what you think. I'd like to know what you think about it. Anyway, so that is the itinerary for tonight. Oh yeah, we do have Roadkill Bill too. He's coming up the end. Don't worry, Bill. You're coming up soon. You're coming up the end of the show. Okay. Okay. This is what we have tonight. Tonight we're going to open Cotillion. This is a Cotillion Pinot Noir. This is a 2021 Pinot Noir from California. Now, an interesting thing about this wine that it isn't just from one county. This is a California Pinot Noir. As California Pinot Noir enthusiasts are probably excited to hear, because there are people who really prefer their Pinots from California. I prefer them wherever I can find a good Pinot Noir. California is one good place to find them. But this isn't just from one spot in California. This is from three counties. And I don't know if you can see the label, at the very, very bottom of the label, it says it's a Pinot Noir from Monterey County, Santa Barbara County, and Sonoma County. Yes, all three counties. So apparently the grapes come from a combination of those three areas. So that should be interesting. Here's the back of the wine, and I'm going to read the back of the wine here. It says a 2021 Cotillion Pinot Noir. Like a foxtrot feather step gliding across the dance floor, this Pinot Noir moves. Oh, that's clever. Think of it as an elaborate dance, sociable and easy to appreciate. Quadrille, tri-county. Oh, I see what they did there. Very clever. Balancing a blend of grapes from Monterey, Santa Barbara, and Sonoma counties, this Pinot Noir shows off red fruit notes that flirt with vanilla and oak undertones. A natural weave three-step. Slow, slow, quick, quick, slow. Ah, slow, slow, quick, quick, slow. That's the three-step. Vintage and bottled by Ashford Court, American Canyon in Napa Valley, California. Okay, now here are the percentages. I don't know if you can see that there in the, for those of you who are watching there on the label, but it says Monterey County, 64%. So 64% of those Pinot Noir grapes come from Monterey County. Santa Barbara County, 19%. And Sonoma County, 17%. So we have 64% of the grapes coming from Monterey, 19% from Santa Barbara, and 17% from Sonoma. So it's going to be a blend of those three Pinot Noir grapes. And it is 14.2% ABV in this 750 milliliter bottle of wine. So that's what that's all about. Let me show you what my wife has prepared. My lovely wife, she. Okay, this is what we have to pair it with tonight. Camera 3 is up, and we have a little bit of a burger there. It's kind of a slider burger. That should go okay. That should go pretty well with a Pinot Noir. These were actually pretty good burgers. We had them for dinner. It's leftovers as always, right? It's always leftovers, just about. And then we have the Trader Joe's Double Cream Gouda. We've tried that with a number of Pinots before, and never had a fail on that. And then we have some... what do we have over there? It looks like we have... I'm going to have to turn around. I can barely see it from my angle. We have some Munster there. That's Munster. And the thing about Munster cheese, could probably go okay with a Pinot. And then what do we have here on top? I don't really want to touch it because I don't want to disturb it, but I don't know if you can see it there, but it looks like some flowers and a bee on the flowers. There's a reason for that. It's related to a national day. So we'll talk about it as we get really into the show. So that's what we've got to pair the wine with tonight. Now, a mead. I've got the mead here, too. Let me show you the mead, real quick, and then we'll get to that. The mead, it's in my photos here. Yeah, it is. It's already up. Okay, this is a very interesting mead that I picked up. I picked it at a place called O'Darby's, and this was in South Carolina. And they had several locations, but my son and I lately have been drawn to their really large location down in Rock Hill. And they had some mead there, and this is Crafted Artisan Meadery. And this is Bananas Foster Forever. Mead with banana and natural flavors. So, wow, that should be very interesting to try out. So we're going to try that out as well. Let's open the wine first, and we can get to the mead. Okay, so I have the wine here. Let me check the chest one more time, just for a moment here. And looks like we're good. I hope everyone will join in and watch the after show, catch the after show for Space Apes with Ice Planet Out from Ice Planet Out. I've been really, really excited to show this tonight, and I'm looking forward to having you step in and stop in and watch it with me. Okay, this is the Cotillion wine. We're going to open it up right now. I've got my foil cutter here. And then we'll learn, you know, open up the wine, then we'll learn some more about it, whatever I could find online about this wine, because there wasn't a whole lot. Wow, the foil cutter needs some, it's thick foil for one thing, but the foil cutter is probably getting dull. Looks like it's getting pretty dull now. I'm going to have to sharpen it or get a new one or I don't know what. Let's set that aside. There we go. All right. And let me get my trusty mechanical corkscrew so I can uncork, or as I prefer to say, decork the wine. That's just what I do. All right, we've got a cork coming out of the bottle. There we go. It's out now. I will dispose of the cork later. I've got my collection of cork. I've got a cork collection going on down here. It's quite a cork collection, by the way. All right, so we have the wine open. Let me get my aerator, my trusty aerator. And actually, you can purchase one of these from Amazon. That's where I got mine. And that's in the bottle. No real displacement there. Looks like there's some room in there. All right, good. All right, and to hold the grape nectar, I have my genuine Galway Irish crystal glass given to me by my employers at buy2wayradios.com. This is genuine Irish crystal glass from Ireland. And, of course, to hold the glass, I have my genuine, official Drink with Rick coaster. And if you want a pair of these, you can email me. Email me at rick@sawaymedia.com, and I will tell you how you can get a pair free. Actually, you can go back and listen to episode 105, or not 105, 205 of the show, and you can or watch it, and I tell you exactly how you do it. All right, so we've got this. We're going to pour it into the glass. Just get a little bit going here. Just for starters. All right, we got a little bit in the glass. All right. We're set there. And I'll give it a nice, healthy swirl. Get a swirl. Good swirl here. Here we go. Get that swirl going. Let's agitate the wine. Yeah. I'd rather agitate the wine than agitate the dogs. Actually, yeah, we have dogs now. We have dogs again. I'm losing my swirl touch. I got distracted. Dogs, yeah, we have dogs now. We're pretty excited about that. They seem to be excited to be with us too. So we're all excited. We're all excited about the dogs. All right, so I have the wine in the glass. I can smell a bit of aroma in there. I smell some cherry right off the top. Not surprisingly, I mean, there's going to be that in a Pinot Noir. But I'm going to set it aside and let it breathe a little bit, open up. And while it's doing that, let's learn a little bit more about this wine. Now, I will tell you where I purchased this wine in just a few moments. Before I get there, I looked this up online, and it was listed in a few places, but I went to Wine Searcher, and they didn't have any U.S. pricing on this wine. They didn't have it listed. They wanted me to sign in, join up and sign in, and I don't know, probably pay money for all I know, and subscribe and all that to get that information. I'm like, no, I'm not doing that. Wine Searcher's been a little bit more, I don't know, these days. Used to be an interesting place where I get a lot of wine pricing from, but it hasn't been the same lately. At least not for me. Anyway, I did find it on Vivino. I found it on Vivino, and they have it listed 3.6 stars out of 72 ratings for the and that's for the 2020 vintage. Now, this is the 2021 vintage, and I don't know if they've got – do they have the 2021 listed? They don't even have the 2021 listed. So and it looks like the ratings are okay. They're decent for the wines. That's fine. I did go to the website though for the Cotillion. I pulled down their tech sheet on it, their little sheet on it, and I've got it right in front of me. And basically, I think this is for the 2021 vintage, but they've got a couple things different here. So I think it's just a general tech sheet. And it says our story, and it's just basically repeating what I just read off the label. The Appellation Santa Barbara, Monterey, Sonoma, it's a Pinot Noir, that's the varietal. And alcohol, they say here, alcohol is 13.5% by volume. But according to the label, and I'll pull the label up back again, it says 14.2%. So I guess ABV has gone up since they printed this sheet here. But it does say, and there are some tasting notes that they have here. It says, we handcrafted, and I'm just reading this from their tech sheet here. We handcrafted this Pinot Noir to represent the grapes grown in California. This Pinot Noir exudes flavors with grace and complexity. And they said it's supposed to have a smooth finish with dried leather. Okay. Winemaking, Allison Crowe is the winemaker. Allison Crowe, C-R-O-W-E. And they explain this. I'm going to read this from the text sheet as well. It says, gently pressed for full flavor extraction, undergoes 100% malolactic fermentation, and aged in combination French and American oak, light and medium toast. Vineyards, Rolling Hills and Coastal Fog, certified sustainable vineyards. The grapes are non-GMO. Now, this is very important because I've had people ask me about that. As a matter of fact, I recall specifically I was going over a vegan-friendly wines, and you know, I remember mentioning it online, and then someone asked me, "Yeah, but is it GMO? Actually, they were asking about the pesticides used in it. I don't know that there are any pesticides being used in this or not, but the grapes are non-GMO. Now, coming from California, there's probably a pretty good chance that there are some pesticides used in this. California is just kind of that way. And it's kind of interesting to me how they can be so into all the healthy vegan stuff and have all these regulations and things on food, and yet here we are, putting pesticides in all the products. But that's, I don't know. The grapes are non-GMO, so they're not for GMO. It means genetically modified. So they're not, apparently, according to the tech sheet. Dietary information. Vegan and naturally gluten-free. So this is a gluten-free wine. So Tom, if you're watching and you're concerned about gluten, this wine is gluten-free and vegan-friendly. So there you go. That's what I have on the wine. So let's give it a taste. Now I think it's opened up a little bit. Before I do that, let me check the chats one more time. It looks like, all right, we're good in the chats. We have folks watching. Hey, jump in the chat and say hi. I can see that you're watching. I just don't know who's watching. Okay. So let's give it a little bit of a whiff and a little bit of a taste. Yep, cherry on the nose. Definitely cherry. And it smells like a little bit of strawberry in there, too. Let's give it a taste, huh? Mm. Definitely a lot of cherry in this. A little bit of strawberry, slight hint of strawberry. But there is vanilla here. I do taste vanilla in here. And it is a little bit of a slight oaky taste because it's been, they said they've had it in the French and American oak barrel. So I can taste a little bit of the oak in there. It is light, though. This is a very, they're right, though. It is smooth. It's a very smooth wine. We had one of those last week, as I recall. It was a very, very surprisingly smooth wine. I wasn't expecting that. This is very smooth. It's also fairly light. I would say light to medium body. A nice ruby complexion, but a little bit lighter ruby. It's nice. This is a dry red, okay? Definitely a dry red, but there's not a lot of tannin in this wine. It's about, I think it's kind of light on the tannin. That's just me, but I think it's light on the tannins. You know, light tannins, very, very smooth. And it doesn't have a long finish. But yeah, I can taste a hint of leather in the finish. They did say it had a leathery finish. I was expecting it to be like a lot of leather. It's not. It's just, it's very slight. Very slight. But there is, it's a little bit leathery, yeah. Yeah, there's a little, yeah, there is kind of a leathery finish to it. Just really light, not very heavy. Not a lot of leather. It's not strong. I like, this is a pretty easy drinking wine. Yeah, I think that this is a pretty good wine to serve to folks who are, if you're not sure what to serve, some guests, you don't know what kind of wine you're going to like, this might be a good wine to try out on them because... you know, it's hard not to like this wine just because of the fact that it's kind of light and it's not, you know, it's not a lot of tannin, because some people don't like a really heavy tannic wine and they don't like super bold wine. Some of them don't, and that's why some of them will stick to the whites or the rosés. This is not a sweet wine at all. It's a dry red. But if you're not sure what to serve at a party, because some people don't like the really bold stuff, this is kind of a good medium to go with. I would say it's okay. I like it so far. Let's see how it pairs with the food, though. Before we do that, let me go to the chats, see what's going on in the chats. All right, quiet in the chats. Twitch is a little quiet tonight. We have folks watching. They're just kind of quiet. Let's go see what we've got to pair it with again. Camera 3 is up. Now, what we have here is we have some burger. I'm going to try it with the burger first. Try it with some meat. This should go. Now, this is something that should go good with a good burger. It could go good with some poultry. And that's the thing about a Pinot Noir is that it will go good with a lot of different types of foods. It's a rather versatile wine for pairing. It is. So as wines go, you can pair it with a lot of things. You can pair it with some, roasts, smoked turkey. You could pair it with, I've had it with smoked turkey a number of times. It's pretty good. You could have it with regular beef. Some chicken. You can have it with a salad if you wanted to. I mean, it depends on what kind of salad, but you could have it with a lot of different foods. It can go good with a little bit of seafood, certain seafood. I mean, there's some seafoods I don't think it would go that well with, but there's some, you know, like maybe a smoked salmon or something. I don't know, something that's going to be a little bit. Let me check the chats here one more time. A little bit, yeah. It's okay. I mean, I don't know that I would serve it with fish per se. It's not really a fish, you know, generally you serve the white wines with the fish. But I'm just saying, if the red is all you have on hand and you're going to serve a smoked salmon, probably wouldn't be the best pairing, but it would be, you know, wouldn't be too bad. But I would say if you're going to have fish, go with a white wine. You know, that's just usually a better option. But this could go good with, say, some gamier meats as well. Not too gamey, but some gamier meats. But it goes probably best with beef, burgers, things like that. And you could have it with a steak. You know, it would go good with a lot of different steaks. But definitely, if you have like a roast chicken or something like that, it should go fine with that. I'm going on and on here, aren't I? Mm-hmm. That's what I do. Yeah, if it was, once again, if it was with fish, I would say don't really go the red wine for fish. Unless, I mean, if red is all you got on hand, then we go with something that's a light red. That's what I was trying to say. Spitting my food here. Excuse me. So, other than that, this is not really a fish wine. Good with the burger. I like with the burger. And my lovely wife, she grilled this on the grill tonight, on the outdoor grill. And it has that kind of grilled flavor to it. And this blends really nicely with that. The wine definitely doesn't overpower it or anything like that. One doesn't overpower the other. It just kind of blends in pretty well. Both of them do. I'm going to clear the pot a little bit. All right, so let's try it. Let's go back to camera 3 and try it with the Munster. Lighter cheese? Yeah, it should be all right with it. Let's try it with this. Mm-hmm. Look, Munster cheeses go great with a lot of different wines. Should be all right with this one. Oh, pleasant. Brings out the flavor of the mustard cheese a little bit more. The wine isn't overpowering that. And mustard is a kind of a light cheese. So you're not going to, you know, there are a lot of wines that, you know, you can have with the mustard cheese, but it's just going to overpower the cheese. It's just going to be too much. This is a nice balance here with the mustard. I think that's fine. Clear the palate again. Now, let's try it with the Trader Joe's Double Cream Gouda. Where's my drum roll here? Do I have a drum roll? Yes, I do. And let's go back to camera 3. I don't know if I heard my drum roll. Anybody hear the drum roll? All right, so the Trader Joe's Double Cream Gouda. Creamy. Now, this Gouda has a little bit of a smoky taste to it, just a little bit. Interesting. Nice. Nice. And the cheese kind of makes it all a bit creamier because this is a very light wine. Goes down easy. Yeah, there's a little bit of an aftertaste with the cheese, but it's okay. It's okay. It has a very interesting texture in the mouth. Very creamy. Very creamy. All right. I think that does it for the tasting. I'm gonna have a little more water there. Does it for the tasting, and let me show you what my lovely wife, she has prepare the other thing that's sitting on the plate. I'm going to try not to mess it up. This is her presentation for tonight. They are flowers. They look like flowers in flower pots. And I think that's made out of, I think that's carrot. And this, I think, is a tomato. Oh, I'm not sure. Oh, it's cucumber in the middle. And what's this on top? I think this is some mint right here. But what's this on top? Ah, it's a bee. It's a. She made a really nice, I don't know if you can see that too well. She made a nice bee there. Look at that. Isn't that cool? She did a fine job. And to my lovely wife, Chi, I want to say thank you very, very much. You did an excellent job on that. As always, you get a round of applause. So, yeah, it's really nice. Looking from the, I guess you might be able to see it easier. It's kind of hard. I think you see the bee a little bit better from the top down, I guess. I think it looks better that way. So that's pretty good. All right, so we have some wine here, and I've got some meat I'm going to open up here shortly, and we're going to taste the meat. I like the wine so far. I really like it. It's pleasant drinking and easy drinking. Once again, don't – when I said in the beginning about the – I don't want to harp on the fish. But I did misspeak about the fish. I was saying that what I was trying to say was that if this is the only thing you got in the house is a red wine, you could probably have it with a smoked fish or something. But don't go out and tell everybody that I'm saying go out and pair red wine with fish. That's not what I'm saying. Okay. So I'm just saying this is an easy drinking wine. Okay. National Day. So we've got some National Days to toast. Courtesy of nationaldaycalendar.com. National Day Calendar is a Marlo Anderson site. He is the CEO and the curator of all these National Days. As a matter of fact, I saw a post from him yesterday on Facebook saying, Happy Pinot Noir Day. I'm like, yesterday was National Pinot Noir Day. So I'm a little late to that party, but I told him I'm going to toast it tonight, and I'm toasting it right now. Thank you, Marlo, for reminding me on that, because I actually honestly forgot. So here is to National – oh, wait a minute. I forgot something. I forgot my toasting thing. There we go. Here's to National Pinot Noir Day. That was yesterday, Friday, the 18th of August. I'll drink to that again. All right. Get the hat off here. All right. Let's get to today's National Days, because we have some National Days to toast today. August 19th, that's today for another hour and 9 minutes. Today is National Aviation Day. National Aviation Day. National Aviation Day, I will drink to that. I don't like to fly, but hey, I'm all for those who do. Okay, it's also International Orangutan Day. Did you know that today is National Orangutan Day? Well, it is. It's National Orangutan Day. I don't know. I don't know
what that means. Oh, yeah.
For orangutans. Here's to National Orangutan Day. Okay, I toasted anyway. It's also International Bow Day. I'm talking about bows that you put in your hair and your, you know, bow ties and things like that for the ladies to put bows in their hair. It's International Bow Day. I'll drink to that. And it's also World Humanitarian Day. Yes, August 19th, it's World Humanitarian Day. I will drink to that. It's also National Soft Ice Cream Day. Today is National Soft Ice Cream Day. I like soft ice cream. You like soft ice cream? I like soft ice cream. It's National Soft Ice Cream Day. It's been a while since I've had soft ice cream. We had some in the freezer this morning. It wasn't supposed to be soft ice cream, but it became soft. Okay, I'm not going there now. Okay, so here's to National Soft Ice Cream Day. I will drink to that. Okay, it's also National Potato Day. Yes, it is National Potato Day. And you know what? Do I have something for National Potato Day?
Oh yeah.
National Potato. I love potatoes. You like potatoes? Who doesn't like potatoes and various forms? You know, McDonald's French fries. They're everybody's favorite French fry, right? Wow. So many potato products that I enjoy. Potato pancakes. I really like potato pancakes. That's a favorite of mine. Pierogies stuffed with potatoes and cheese. I like that. Mashed potatoes. I love mashed potatoes when they're made right, when they're good mashed potatoes. My lovely wife, she makes up some really nice mashed potatoes. Baked potato. I love a good baked potato with plenty of butter. Some people like butter or sour cream. You like butter on your potato or sour cream or chives, things like that? I can eat a potato with chives, a baked potato. Sour cream, I don't care much for sour cream on a baked potato. I prefer lots and lots of extra butter. That's how I eat my baked potato, but I do love them that way. Wow, potato chips. Oh, there is a favorite chip of mine. We were just talking about it at the table tonight, too, because we had burgers for dinner, and we had to break out the chips, and Tia and I love the ghost pepper chips that Trader Joe sells. I should have brought some up here. I didn't bring any up here. I didn't think about it, but Trader Joe sells these bags of ghost pepper chips and potato chips. And they are really good. They're hot and spicy, but they're really, really good. And that's a favorite for both of us. And we'll buy three bags, and they're gone, you know, in a few days. So we just love those chips. They're great. And they go pretty good with the wine, too. The ghost pepper chips and the wine, they'll go well together with that. And by the way, someone posted a suggestion for me in Instagram on our Instagram at Drink with Rick, and they asked me. They said, "You know, this would make a really, really good topic for the show." And he posted one of those infographics. With like a poster with all these different bags of potato chips and wines, different wines. And it's pairing wine with different types of potato chips or different types of chips, I should say. You know, he had, you know, the regular chips, and he had these other, you know, sour cream chips and whatever. I forgot what was on the poster, but he said this would make a great topic for the show. You could discuss this sometime. And you know what? I really appreciate the suggestion. And I'm going to do that. We're going to, maybe in a few weeks, as we get into the fall, maybe I can do that. I can get a bunch of chip samples and try it with some different wines. And we can see what pairs best with the different wines. I think that'd be kind of fun. Be kind of fun to do. So, yeah, I appreciate the suggestion once again. And we will we'll see if we can do that here and coming up in a few weeks or so. I think that would be really fun. All right, here's to National Potato Day. I will drink to that. I don't have any potatoes up here, but I'll drink to it anyway. It's also, what am I missing here? It's World Photography Day. Today is World Photography Day. And I was into photography when I was younger, still do it, and film, you know, the filmmaking, that sort of thing was part of that. And that's apropos for tonight, because in the after show, I'm going to show a premiere preview a film that I made 31 years ago, that I completed 31 years ago. It took us a while to make it, but we completed it 31 years ago, and I just finished going through the restoration process for it so it could be viewable, and I have it tonight. So please stick around for the after show so we can watch Space Apes from Ice Planet Alpha. This is a feature film. This is not one of the little shorts. I made, you know, you've probably seen a lot of the shorts. I've shown a number of them on the show in the past. I will have to tell you ahead of time that this, that's why we're doing an after show, not during this show, because this is a 50-minute film. So just to keep that in mind, so you're aware. 50 minutes of fun. All right. So anyway, here's to World Photography Day. I will drink to that. And today is one more. Where is my drum roll again? I can't ever hear my drum rolls anymore. Today is, drum roll please, World Honeybee Day. Today is World Honeybee Day. So I want to say that we really wouldn't have a lot of these foods if it wasn't for the honeybee. Because they pollinate, they cross-pollinate, you know, all the a lot of the fruits that we have, a lot of the food that we grow, it happens because of the pollination process with the honeybees. And we're right now in kind of a situation where the honeybee population worldwide is in kind of dire straits. The honeybees are kind of dying off some, in some parts of the world. They even have to ship honeybees in from other places just so they can have their crops pollinated so they can grow crops every year. Some of the farmers do in some areas. And it's becoming a major issue now. So we need our honeybees. So if you see a bee flying around, don't smack it or whatever. We need that bee. We need that bee. We need every honeybee we can, that we can find here. They're very, very important. So here is to World Honeybee Day. I will drink to that. By the way, honey is very, very good for you. It's very healthful for you. It's a lot healthier. It's more healthful than sugar and these sugar substitutes. If I had my preference between all of those, I go with honey for a sweetener whenever I can, because it's a lot healthier than some of these other sugar sweetener or the sweeteners, especially the artificial sweeteners. Go with the honey if you can. It's much, much better for you. So, that is World Honeybee Day. I will drink to that again. To World Honeybee Day. We do have some national days for tomorrow. It'll be tomorrow in about 58 minutes. August 20th, 2023, National Chocolate Pecan Pie Day. I'm not into chocolate pecan pie too much. You can toast it. I'll skip that one. National Accessible Air Travel Day. Accessible Air Travel Day. It's also International Day of Medical Transporters. For all those who the EMTs, salute you. I salute you and I toast you. Here's the International Day of Medical Transporters. It's also World Mosquito Day. Nah. No. I'm not doing.
Oh, great.
Not doing World Mosquito Day. I'm sorry. I'm not a fan of mosquitoes. Not at all. So, World mosquitoes. I'm sure the world needs mosquitoes. I don't really think so, but that's just my opinion. I'm sure they serve a purpose, probably just to feed the frogs and other animals that eat them. I just don't see that they spread a lot of disease, and they bite people, and it's not fun. They don't. The World Mosquito Day. Goodness. Should have a Drink with Rick Day. Replace it with Drink with Rick Day. I think that would be better. World Mosquito Day. No, I'm not going to toast that one. I'm not toasting that one at all. So, okay. We have one more for August 20th. It is National Radio Day. That's right. Tomorrow, which will be today in another 54 minutes, it's National Radio Day. And in honor of National Radio Day, I'm going to grab one of my radios here. A two-way radio. This is a radio. This is a GMRS radio. KG935G Plus. It's a radio. It's a nice radio. And you know what? I have with me my emergency weather radio as well. Here's the Midland ER310 emergency weather radio, and it has a dog whistle on it too. Call the dogs. I'm not going to do that right now. I don't need them running upstairs for that. But this is also very, very important, especially, we've been having a tough summer in a lot of places, and weather radios are very, very handy to have. This one is kind of an all-purpose radio. It has a lot of cool things on it. It has about four or five different ways to power it up. You can wind up to power it up if you have no power, if you run out of, like if you lose power during a storm. If your has an emergency flashlight on it, does an SOS thing too. It picks up AM, FM radio and weather, the 7.0 weather channels. It has the weather band on it. And let's see, what else does it have on it? Oh, solar power. You can solar power it up. And it also runs on some lithium batteries, and you can use it as an emergency charger to charge your cell phones and things like that with. It's very, very handy to have. By the way, that is available from buy2wayradios.com. And buy2wayradios is, do I have it up here? Nah, it's not up here. What do I do with it? Here it is. Buy2wayradios.com, your source for two-way radios and radio accessories for business and consumers. And, of course, I have, what do we have here? Oh, yeah, we have all kinds of different radios here. Amateur radios, FRS, GMRS radios, business radios right here, mobile radios, base station radios. Oh, we have all kinds of radios here. Marine radios, MERS, scanners, and, of course, weather radios. We have the weather radios here, emergency weather radios. So good stuff to have. Everybody should have an emergency weather radio. By the way, if you use this promo code, let me turn it off here. I'm not really prepared for doing these things. If you use promo code, what is it, Wine Show? Yes. Go to buy2wayradios.com, use the promo code WINESHOW when you check out. You can save 5% off the entire order. You know, no matter what kind of radios or radio accessories you get one of these weather radios. Save 5% off the entire order by using the promo code WINESHOW. So that's a promo code for you watching and listening to drink with Rick. Now, for just so you know, for a full disclaimer, my FTC disclaimer here, I am not being paid to promote buy-two-way radios. I'm not being paid to promote them. I work for the company. I'm the product manager for buy-two-way radios. So they're not paying me any more or less to do to do this show, to promote on the show. This is just something I'm doing because it's kind of more of a public service than anything else. And if anything, with the promo code, they're at, you know, companies losing 5% and getting 5% less on it because they're giving you this promo code. So just for the record, I'm not being paid to promote it. It's just something I'm doing here on Drink with Rick on the Saturday Night Wine Stream. That's all that's about. So anyway, I have – what else do I have here on the agenda? I have one more toast to toast, right? We didn't finish toasting it yet. Here is to – what is it? National Radio Day. I will drink to that. National Radio Day. And with that, I think we will close off the national days for the week. By the way, this is what we're drinking tonight. The Cotillion Pinot Noir. I'm liking it. It's pretty smooth. Some cherry, some vanilla, a little strawberry in there, I think. And a little leathery at the very end. Just a little bit of leather at the very end. But it's nice. It's an easy drinking wine. Low tannin. And just a pleasant wine to drink. So I'm liking it. I like it all right. That's not my. I wouldn't say it's the best Pinot Noir I've ever had, but it's definitely not the worst. It's fine. It's fine. I like it. So I did forget to tell you what I paid for this, and I purchased it at Trader Joe's. Let me see if I have the correct. That's not the correct one. That's another one. Let me see what I paid for it here if I can find it. Is this the one? No, this is the one from last week. I'm done with this one. Oh, okay. No, I've got one more wine to review on that one. Let's see. I'm going to go through all my receipts here from the last couple months. Let me see. That's not it either. But I do have the ghost pepper chips on there. $3.49 a bag for ghost pepper chips at Trader Joe's, so... Just to let you know, Trader Joe's, that's really good stuff. All right, so I don't have the receipt for this one. Cotillion. Did I get this there? Cotillion. Yeah, I did. Let me see what it is. Maybe I didn't save the receipt for it. You know what? I don't think I saved the receipt for it. I can tell you what I paid for, basically. I think. Maybe not. I don't remember now because I didn't save the receipt. Okay, I thought I had saved the receipt, but I didn't. I think I paid something like around $5.99 for this. I think is what I paid for it. No, wait a minute. It might have been $9.99. I'm sorry. I think I did pay $9.99 for this, Trader Joe's. Anyway, I guess the world will never know because I lost the receipt. Silly me. Yeah, I lost the receipt.
Oh, great.
So, what can I say? All right, so that's what we've got for the wine. Now, we are going to open up some mead, and I said it's going to be a short show, so we'll open up the mead. We'll finish that off. We're not going to finish it off tonight, but we're going to open up the mead, try a little bit of it, give it a fair... honest review, and then we're going to close out the show a little early tonight, and we're going to start the after show where I will be premiering Space Apes from Ice Planet Alpha. Okay, let's get this mead open. Okay, so this is what we've got for the mead. Let me show it to you again, if I can find out what I did with the, here the photo. There we go. So this is called Crafted. Crafted Artisan Meadery is the name of the meadery. And this is called Bananas Foster Forever. This is mead with banana and natural flavors. And there is a back to this. Let me see if I can find it. What did I do with it? Okay, here we are. There we go. There's the back. I'm going to read this off for those who can't read it. It is said that once, long before the birds and the bees, there was the banan and the bee. Wait a minute. Let me read that again. I think there's a joke in, I think there's a dad joke in there somewhere. It is said that once, long before the birds and the bees, there was the Bannon and the bee. The rowdy banana came from the wrong side of the tracks, so it was instantly a scandalous relationship. What am I reading here? Things were hot for a while, practically a flambé. It really does say that. It doesn't say practically. It says practically a flambé. Their love didn't last long, though, as it was steeped in good times and a heavy dose of a certain Caribbean libation. I'm guessing that's what I'm holding in my hand. After the flame settled, they decided it would be best to stay BFFs, which means bananas foster forever. Produced and bottled by Crafted Artisan Meadery in Mogador, Ohio. And let's see. What's in here? That is some ingredients here. It says, ingredients, honey, water, banana juice from concentrate, sugar, coffee beans, vanilla beans, potassium metabisulfite, and potassium sorbate to prevent fermentation. No, it says to prevent re-fermentation. Re-fermentation. Okay, so it was fermenting, and to prevent it from re-fermenting, once it's done, they added all that stuff in there. So, I know, really. Let's open this up and find out what it's all about. So let me find my opener here. Here's one. Let's pop this thing open. All right. I like a good mead. Let's see if there is one. Now, to hold it, I've got another wine glass, which is good for holding mead. That's also a crystal glass. It's not the genuine Galloway crystal glass, but it is a crystal glass. So I'm going to go ahead and pour this, a little bit of this in here, into the glass. Let's try a little bit for starters. Oh, that looks nice. It looks like a mead. Look at that golden honey color. Has that golden, kind of a, not really honey, it's got a golden honey color. It does. Look at that. Very, very nice. Let me switch over to the other camera. That might be easier. There we go. Golden honey color. Look at that. Nice and clear. Well, let's give this a little bit of a whiff. Smells like honey with banana in it. Actually, it smells a little bit more like banana with honey on it. Let's give that a taste. Oh, that's interesting. Wow. A little sweet. Not too sweet, though. Not too sweet. Wow, this is pleasant. Kind of nice. Very, very light tasting. And it's not as sweet as some meats I've had. Not as sweet. It's very light on that, but there is a bit of honey. Now the banana flavor is not overpowering at all. It's not a lot, but it is pleasant. Very easy on the palate. It's very, wow, this is, I could see somebody getting in trouble drinking this real quick, because this is such an easy thing to drink. Now, when I pour it in the glass, it has that initial fizz, right? I have had some meads that were, they were fairly carbonated, and there was a fair carbonation to them. This, you pour it in there, and it does have a fizz, like it's slightly carbonated. See? Got that slight carbonation to it. But it doesn't taste. Once you get it in your mouth and it's on the palate, it's very smooth. You don't feel like it is carbonated. It doesn't feel like it's carbonated. It's very easy drinking. I mean, there's a slight tinge of it. When you first get it on the tongue, you feel that slight prickliness of carbonation, and then it just quickly dissipates. Completely goes away. It's not like a soda or anything. You know, soda, you drink a soda or something, and you can feel the bubbliness in there, and you can, it gets on your tongue, and it's lasting a while. This, it's just kind of it's there for a few seconds, and then it's gone. It's very, well, I could see myself drinking this. Actually, I see myself drinking it now on the monitor. But this, wow. This is very interesting. Let's go back again. No, that's the wrong one. I forgot it was on the, that's the wine. I think I'm done with the wine for tonight. Where is the, where's my picture here? Here are my photos. Okay, here's the back photo of this. Wow, this is, well, it doesn't say banana juice from concentrate, sugar, coffee beans, vanilla beans. So there's coffee beans in this thing? Potassium metabisulfite, whatever that is, and potassium sorbate. That potassium metabisulfite doesn't sound real good. But I did forget to read the ABV. If you look in the lower, if you're watching this and you can see the photo, if you look in the lower left-hand corner, it says 6% alcohol by volume, and this is a 500 milliliter bottle. 6% alcohol by volume. So the alcohol level is about what it would. Well, there's some meats that have a fairly high alcohol content, considering. But this is about what you would get out of, you know, an average beer or something. So having a couple of these, probably not too bad. I could see myself easily drinking this bottle. This is very easy to drink. Yeah, I can see myself drinking this without drinking the whole bottle without realizing it. So I better be careful with this. Wow. That's pretty good. I like that. I like that. And I tell you what, I think that gets some applause right there. I really like that. Yeah, I do like that. So, wow, Bananas Foster Forever Mead. I recommend this. I do recommend this. This is good if you can find it. And to be honest, I remember what I paid for this, and that was $9.99 for the mead. That little 500 milliliter bottle of mead, this cost me $9.99. I picked it up at a place called O'Darby's in South Carolina, in Rock Hill, South Carolina. I don't know everywhere else where you can get it. I didn't see it online at too many. I mean, I saw it listed in a bunch of areas online. I just didn't really see where. It's available. I mean, it is available, so you might be able to find it. I'd say if you like mead, and if you've never had mead, this might be a good first mead to try. I like it. I like this a lot. Now, if you don't like bananas, if you don't like the taste of bananas, then I wouldn't. But the thing is, it's the banana taste is not that strong with this. It's very light on the banana taste. I mean, I can taste a little bit, but a little bit of banana. But it's not super strong or anything. It has kind of a tropical banana taste to it. Yeah, it does have a little bit of a tropical taste to it. But it's not It's not that strong. It's not overpowering at all. Who am I telling you? I'm on this camera. It's not overpowering at all. I like it. I like this a lot. I think this is a really good mead. And I'll tell you what, I'm really sold on mead now. I've had a couple of really good meads lately, and I like, why did I take so long to get into mead? That's really, really good stuff. I like this. And honey wine, technically it's not wine, but it's a fermented honey. And really good stuff. So I'd say I highly recommend this. I think this gets
Oh, there you go. Oh, wow. That's a good one.
Yeah, I give it one of those, a hole in one there. So that's my review. I'll give you a final review here because we're going to cut this short so we can show the movie. My final review of the wine, the Cotillion wine. This is a Pinot Noir. It has some strawberry and, well, mostly cherry. It has a cherry and a little bit of strawberry to it, a little bit of vanilla too, and it has some leather at the very end. In the finish, but it's a light finish, and it's a light drinking wine, and I like it. It's pretty good. I would recommend it. It went well with everything on the platter here. It went well with the burger and the two cheeses. I would recommend it. Like I said, I wouldn't really recommend it for fish. Okay, just scratch what I said earlier. That's just what I was saying was, if that's the only one you got in the house, if there's nothing else, you know, and it might work for some fish, but not all. But really, go get a white wine with fish. Okay, don't even bother with the reds most of the time. Just my opinion. But I went well with everything here, and as Pinots go, it was actually pretty decent. I liked it. So that's my final review on the wine. My final review on the mead, of course. The mead is very, very good. Really, really enjoy this mead. And, wow, I'm going to be drinking some more of this. I really like the mead. It's really good. The Bananas Foster Forever mead. Tom Antio is in the chat on Twitch. And, Tom Antio, it's great to see you. Thanks for being here tonight. Thanks for joining me. You're just in time. We're going to show the premiere of the Space Apes from Ice Planet Alpha. There's no "the" there. It's just Space Apes from Ice Planet Alpha. Anyway, for those who are joining me for the movie late, you're just in time because the movie is about to start. What are you having tonight, Tom? Are you having anything tonight? I know that you have some ciders and stuff that you actually had some other things. You had some rum and stuff that you bought. I don't know if you've tried any of that yet, but hope you're enjoying your evening. All right. That's pretty much it for this short show. And I want to thank everybody here for being with me here tonight. Thank you for watching, those of you who have been watching tonight. I do appreciate each and every one of you. For those who are going to stay for the after show, stick around after the credits. We'll show the movie after the credits. At this point, I want to bring out my friend and yours, Roadkill Bill. And he's right here. He is right here, waiting. Yeah, there he is. His squeaker's still working, too. How about that? Roadkill Bill, the inevitable, the chewed up Roadkill Bill. He has a very important message for all of you, for all of us. Roadkill Bill says, please do not drink and drive. Drink in the comfort of your home, your apartment, your hotel room, your dwelling, wherever it is. If you have to go somewhere, please don't go. You know, if you don't have to, just stay put, pretty much. But if you have to go somewhere, call an Uber, call a Lyft, call a friend you trust who hasn't been drinking, who knows how to drive and is a reliable driver and you trust to drive you home with a valid driver's license and to drive you home. But don't try to do it yourself, okay? Don't text and drive either because that's also very dangerous. Right, Bill? Yeah, that's right. Because I care about each and every one of you. And I want you to have a great week. But most of all, I want you to have a safe week. So you can join me here again next week on the Saturday Night Wine Stream, and we can all get together and drink with Rick. Good night.